Master, this is my first letter to you. I have been around for quite a while. We all have been around for quite a while. But where have we been? But still, it is a little shivering to approach and write. What I would like to share is the change in me that is taking place during the satsang. From curiosity to acceptance to joy and even moments of bliss, I have stopped listening and started to experience. It is almost as if my ears were put right on my chest, not having to involve the brain. That is just great. There is a very ancient meditation technique, just like that. You are listening with the heart. First, you bring the energy to the heart, which has happened now in satsang. Then you're listening from the heart. Then is a totally different listening then. And I'm talking only to your heart. I'm a bit lost talking to your mind. I'm doing my best and getting headache on the way. For me, listening to you now is like listening to a piece of music. It brings back a feeling of concentration and devotion I recognize from being a child. With great gratitude, Mikal. The children, they have this. So we all had it when we were little, because they are in the moment, and that's what's happening now. You start coming back into the moment. That's a great news. Something that we lose when we are growing up. Growing up in this society means that we are getting more insensitive, no? We lose the joy of life. Life becomes a burden. But for the children, they are, everything is a miracle, a mystery. The senses is totally alive. And this is how everybody should sit in satsang. You have to, you won't hear me if you don't listen from that space. That means that the mind is not involved. When you are listening to the river, you can't listen with the mind. You are listening with your totality. When you are listening to music, you're listening from your totality. If you're listening from the mind, you will be too much there. Comparing, judging, having your ideas, I agree with this, I don't agree with that. Then you miss out. So it's great news, Mikal. And this is one of the ancient techniques, just listening. They say you can have awakening with just listen or seeing or being touched. Or inner realization. So this is one of the ways. So if you find that this is easy for you, that something is waking up, is very good. You should focus on that, on just listening from the heart. There is stories in the East that just a child was on the way to fetch the milk in the village in the early morning, and he walked by where some sage, some mystic is having a discourse, a satsang, and catching just one line walking by, and he got it. And the parents has to come looking for him, where's the milk? And he's just sitting blissed out. Something got recognized. That is nothing to do with your mind, your conditioning. It has to do with your being. And maybe it has been there from the past. And that's what's happening in satsang. You all have been on the path before. So now when you start coming back again, something in your consciousness, in your heart, in your soul, start recognizing that space. It's like you're catching up where you left in the past life. And that is very easy to miss. You can live your whole life and nothing is touching that place. So the whole life is a waste. Like you have to, then you have to come back again and do the school again. No? So now listen and bring back this devotion that you recognize from your childhood. Very good, Mikhail. Where you come from? And what you do there?
I work as an architect.
No, you will get even more creative now. Like a child playing. My beloved, much beloved Baba, I write to you from a space of much vulnerability, a very new space. Today, in the group Never Born, Never Died, I was taken by an enormous feeling of sadness. While I thought about my death, you were there the whole time, making me calm and helping me. It was then that your death started coming up for me. Suddenly I became sad, helpless for really not wanting you to go. That started being something bad, fearful. Baba, it took me so long to find you and so long to surrender that now I cannot imagine myself anymore in this world without your presence. Please, could you help me to get out of this cloud? Could you help me to not be afraid of your death? I love you, Jaime. First, that is not something outside of you. It's in you. I'm just showing you in thousand different ways to come back to yourself. That's why I want this process also. Because what is more shocking than that? It takes away all the bullshit, no? At least it should. You can't take anything with you. But of course, when you have something, you have found me, and you can't imagine yourself anymore in this world without your presence. That is normal. But there is nothing to do. The only way to go beyond it, could you help me to not be afraid of your death, is to face your own death. You have to go beyond that. Because what is dying? the body. I'm not the body. If you are identified with the body, then you will have fear. If you are not identified with the body, then no fear. Sadness will be there, of course. If somebody you love dies, there will be sadness. And the more you love, the more sadness. That is human. There's nothing to do with it. But one thing is for sure, that is not outside you. You have to face your own death. And by facing your own death, you become more human. And only if you live totally can you die totally. So learn living. Life and death is two sides of a coin. If you have one, then you have to have the other. So how can you choose? No, they go together, just like yin and yang. It's impossible to put one away. You have to see the totality of things. It's very, everybody accepts it's so natural to get born, then why not you want to accept that? Of course, pain, sadness will be there, but that is part of life, no? It makes you more deep. But to face that and understand that and not be afraid of that, then you will transcend that. And you become very, very alert. And that transforms you. And fear is just in the mind. When you have left the mind, there is no fear. So go deeper. Sweet beloved, what would I be without you, without the friends, without truth? What you would be, Rahi? You would even be more crazy. Which would be a terrible thing. More and more I have the opportunity to see who I am, or rather who I am not. I am tired of wasting energy in the countless judgments, assumptions, projections and reactions. The constant commentary which runs my daily life is so crazy. I know, I told you. And I know you are tired. Many times I tell you, everybody is tired. You are so tired, trying to keep it together this way and that way. For how long? Let it go. Why trying to keep it together? What's the problem? And you're so tired. Function without the tiredness. Every moment around you and the Sangha is a blessed chance for me to expose the unreal in myself. You often say, you have to drop everything. I long to do this. I have dropped so much in the last 10 years, but the hardest is to drop the conditioning which hold me prisoner. Yeah, and that's the only thing I am talking about. You have to drop what is important to drop. You don't need to drop unimportant things. But you cannot drop it, you know. This is dropping. You have to drop every mystic says that. You have to drop everything. But you cannot do. But it's just a reminder that it will come to that. You cannot keep it together. But even that you cannot do, because it comes out of your own understanding, your own maturity, your own realization that is enough, that I'm tired. I want peace. Only then, when you that maturity of your soul comes to a flowering, then you accept. You don't do it, you just let go. And up till that time, you have to go on torturing yourself, getting more and more tired, more and more frustrated, more and more angry, more and more jealous, more and more fearful. All these things, you have to bring it to a peak. Enough is enough. As I look at how I act and interact in this world, I see clearly that this unconscious, conditioned, and miserable. But if you see really clearly, Rahi, then you are not acting unconscious, conditioned, and miserable. So just sometimes you have a glimpse, and then again you fall back. But keep that, because now you have seen clearly. If you see clearly, you don't act unconscious. And only out of acting unconscious will you become miserable. If you act conscious, you will become happy. Try that, no? You think you can handle it? Huh? How would you be if you just so much happiness and no more miserable? Huh? Do you think you could handle it?
Yes.
That's good. When I'm not present in the moment, my mind leads me down a dark, lonely, miserable path. This path leads me away from myself, away from happiness. What madness to choose this dark path. That's what they say, you are crazy. I don't know what you're doing there. But that's what I'm trying in so many ways to show you the path on the light side. That's all what I'm doing. I'm trying to shift you. It's so difficult. Because in the darkness, I can go on doing all my stupid, unconscious, miserable things. And yet I'm afraid of the madness which I think will descend if I let go. Yes. That everybody has to face also. The mind will, of course, come off with it. Because you don't know what will happen. So that's why it's better to stick to the darkness then. You know the miserable and conditioned and unconscious mind. Now, if you go let go of all that, then you think you will go mad. That's how it is. But you have to be willing. One day you have to let go of the mind then. So if you understand, then the sooner the better. Why not let go? I pray for courage and strength to jump. You don't need to pray, just jump. Praying just a waste of time, just another excuse. I pray one day I will be strong enough. Oh Father, please make me strong. How much strong any fool can go jump? And if I'm there, and if I see you ready, I will kick you out. Forever at your feet, Rahi. No, not forever. Wake up. No, we are going into silence, and it's so great to feel that you're all totally silent. And nothing more, cooking or conditioning. No energy. Total still. And then I realized that you are really cooking. And this is my dilemma, because I just want to be in silence, we sit there enjoying on the light side of the road. But then when you sit on the dark side of the road and all the stuff, worried that you go mad, how can you sit there and relax with the madman like me? But it's always like that. No, you write so much also, because no, you have been in the beginning, nothing. Because you are not present. No, we have been there for a week, then it all comes. Because you start connecting with yourself. You start feeling yourself. Things are coming up. So, there is always this dilemma. I know, it cannot be otherwise, because some people are quiet, some people are a little quiet, some people a little less quiet, some people are not quiet, and that's how it goes. It will always be like that, because you have new people coming. Not only new people, many old people are cooking very good. And new things are coming up. Because you have layers and layers and layers. But at least you can't escape from it. You have to face yourself. You have to face the things that is happening in you. Osho always wanted to just, many times, just want to sit together in silence. But it's impossible because all the time people are cooking, new people are coming. So cook. Cooking good. And then one day, you cook over. Then I'm very happy. No, you cooked over. And it wasn't so bad after all. My heart, my spirit is longing for freedom, for adventure. It is longing to be spontaneous, to stand up for itself. To be real. Therefore, these words I found in the calendar in the cabin, and they became mine. This contains all I have been longing for. It is now time for me to come out of the shadows. Where's Anna Christine? It's another shadow warrior. Is it time now, Anna Christine? You think it's time now? What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It's time to stand up for what I really want. No, I want to be in the light, to let it shine on me, to melt, to accept myself as I am, and the others as they are. I got the taste of this bliss here in the retreat. You know, you cannot have this longing if you haven't felt it. That's why most people, they don't have this longing. It's hidden. It is there, but it's untouched. No, in some mysterious way you came here. You got in contact with that again. Your aliveness. Then the longing comes. You want more. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be free. But most people, they are not in touch with it. So you are very lucky you got in touch with it now. It's a new chance. I got the taste of this bliss here in this retreat. It's so nice to be in peace with myself, to feel the power and yet be vulnerable, not to control, but to be silent and open. I went a long way to come here. It has been a bumpy road until now. I was here in Hedalen for the first time in Blissful Spring. Something started to wake up in me. But now, this, weren't you in Brazil also? You did come, no? How was it there for you? Little tourist? No, you are coming closer?
I was much in the back.
In the back? No, you're going more in the front? Yeah? Yeah? No, it was scary. No, it's not so scary, but still stay. But no, it's exciting also, no?
I'm here now.
You are here now, yes? I see. Very good. Something started to wake up in me. That's it, when something starts, if the real starts to wake up in you, you want to come closer, no? You want to become more real. If you are not in touch with the real, you just want to be false then. Stay in the dark. It's easier, but no fun. Now, this last past week, much has happened. I can see that my biggest challenge is the feeling of guilt. Yes. No, drop the guilt. Okay? Drop it. Not working, just drop it. Okay? It's not worth to work on guilt. That is like the handbooks, New Age handbooks from California. No, no, I'm not interested. Just drop it. It's poison. It's a cancer for the soul. Don't touch it. Stay awake from it like the plague. You are not there to be guilty. But it can sit very deep. I always been taught to put the others first. So much, I have so much to work on still. But now I got hold of my power. The scream coming from the belly, the anger, all the frustration, the fear, everything I have been repressing. So good to release it, to get it out of my system. Yes, get it out. For many years I have known Rishi and Mangala. I remember knowing Rishi when he was wearing orange clothes. I also remember. I recognized something in him then. That is a long time ago. It must be at least 50 years ago. Do you remember then we were wearing the orange clothes? There was nowhere to hide then. You know, that's how our master put it. You couldn't hide. I make it much easier for you, but also maybe much harder, because if you don't have that guts in you, then you just prolong it. You have to stand up for yourself, no? I was sitting in one of my chai places in Pune, having my chai, nice morning, little chilly. Then this guy was sitting down, and then I asked him, "So where you come from?" "Norway," he said. "Ah," he said, "where in Norway?" "Ah, Stavanger." "Oh, I know. I've been there." "What?" "Yes," I said. "I come also from that cold place up there." That's how I met him. He came like that in Pune. You didn't expect to meet me there. I was already living there. Every morning I went on the bicycle for the dynamic, very cold in the winter, biking to the ashram to do dynamic. Then after I had screamed and katat long enough, then Osho said, "No, you can move in the ashram." Then I relaxed. Have to listen to the bus. I remember knowing Rishi when he was wearing orange clothes. I recognized something in him then. But I was not mature to go into meditation at that time. I needed to make my own experience in life. Yes. Not many people are ready. Later, I became arrogant and wondered what they were doing around you. Yes. Many people are wondering, why are you doing around this guy? Nobody understands. Huh? You have been there on that side yourself. Now you see. And now you want more. What is it? What is that who wants you to be around this guy? What is it you think? Don't know, no? It is impossible for somebody on the outside to understand what is really going on here. Yes. It is impossible. It is impossible for even somebody on the inside to know what's going on. But something is going on. But what? I think that you can even miss it if you are here. Yes, it is so difficult and demanding to go out of all patterns and look at yourself. No, it is happening. I make it very easy. If you are a little bit willing, it happens very easy. No, I'm very grateful to Mangala, who has supported me in a long process, who has believed in me, who has led me on the path to my heart and shown me the way to you, Swaha. I am deeply grateful that I can be part of this and feel at home. The people working here are so kind, so loving. And all this started with you. So much love from one person that gives such a ripple effect around you. Thank you so much for. That I can be here with you and grow as a human being and be happy. With much love from a melting iceberg, Anna Kristin. May you melt into the ocean of bliss, Anna Kristin. Welcome. No, you waited enough now, you enjoy now. And when you have been waiting a long time, then it can go very quick then if you are ready. You have to catch up now, dive into it. Beloved Master of Truth, I'm in shock, as I was 2 years ago in my first retreat. This journey is getting more intense every day. Getting more involved and sharing this experience with a partner is a wonderful and a scary cooking pot. Actually, it's a lot more than that. I feel I'm in a volcano crater. No, you are not in the crater, you are the volcano. I feel bubbling lava in me, and what comes up powerfully is the destructive power of the energy and the scary feeling that my body cannot contain all of it. I feel the fear of getting crazy, of losing control, of losing everything. That's what I say, you have to face, everybody has to face this madness, this fear. No, either you can be on that side and be afraid, or you just break through. Everybody has to go through that. And another thing is that the women never really have been allowed to be angry, to feel the power, to feel the energy. It's been repressed. We have repressed women for hundreds or thousands of years. So this is also stored in your unconsciousness. So you have to find your own power. And maybe in the beginning it will be a little volcanic, because it's been repressed. But then everything will become in balance again. Like the man is repressed more with their sensitivity. A man is not allowed to cry, to be vulnerable. This is the lopsided world. How crazy it is. So these things will come up. And maybe you have scars or problems from this life, your childhood also. Everything will come up. You've been very religious, you've been very nice girl, you've been a very goody-goody. All these things, maybe you've been very spiritual. And then suddenly you are a volcano. Just erupt. That's why I have the dynamic here. Ordinary people, they go to Vipassana, they just sit on the volcano. It's hell. Trying to meditate. I have seen them all over. They never really face themselves. You cannot go from repression into meditation. It's impossible. Only when you have unburdened yourself, when you have erupted, when you have cleansed yourself, then meditation. Focus all your energies to release your traumas, your fear, your anger. And not towards anybody else, not even towards yourself, just the energy. So show them what it's all about in dynamic tomorrow morning. Don't hold back. When you have allowed and felt your energies, everything will become more harmonious. But if you've been repressing some part of you for so long, of course there becomes a tension. You become afraid of it then. It's difficult to get in touch with because it's hidden. It's scary. So first you have to recognize what it is, which you have now. Then to have the courage, the support, which is no problem here. Just go for it. I feel the fear of getting crazy, of losing control, of losing everything. Yes, that is just the mind. The mind is always fear because it wants you to keep you repressed. And what is this joke to lose everything? What you have? Nothing you have. In reality, you are nothing. You are just free spirit. What do you have? Or all your garbage you have. Take care of that. I want to protect all my conditioning, all my garbage, my identity. Which is what you want to get free of. So, if you're realizing the joke, what do you have to lose? Of losing everything. I'm telling you, you have nothing. And if you have something, it's garbage. Nothing is bliss. So you have to face, you have to investigate what is this fear? What is this fear of losing control? What is this fear of losing everything? Don't take yourself so seriously. You're so heavy. But I have told you before, Smita, and everybody else, these things, they doesn't work around me. Because I'm not a serious Guru Baba. No. My mind tries to find a logical explanation, getting back to memories of my teenage years, to the scary energy and rage that I slowly learned to repress, torturing my body in different ways. Maybe I'm getting back to that stage of my life to release that energy. Maybe this is a second chance. It is a second chance. And maybe not only to your childhood, but maybe before also. And it has to be released. Everything has to be released. How can you have peace? How can you have meditation if you are not in harmony? That is what I call your homework. But then I connect with something deeper, something that I cannot recognize as my experience, as my story. I get in touch with the collective pain of victims, of women being raped and then banned from the community, abandoned and left in misery, having to fight for their survival, tortured and condemned as witches, shouting desperately their truth. Yes, this is how it goes when you go deeper. This comes from the unconscious. And maybe you have been burnt as a witch. And maybe you have seen that. We all have seen that in the past. So much injustice. How so many trips, so much religious dogmas. Just of speaking the truth. That's why everybody is afraid to speak the truth. You know what happened to Jesus. He spoke the truth. It's better to speak the lies. That's why, so you have to be courageous. Otherwise, you will never make it. You have to stand up for your truth. No, your own intelligence is telling you what to do. You have to follow that. And then I'm also the destroyer, the torturer, the killer, cutting heads with my sword, smashing faces with my fist. I'm a man in rage, the only aim of destroying human life. Yes, we have done everything. Seeing and feeling this is very scary. I don't understand what is going on. It's just the unconscious that's bubbling up. Let it bubble up. This has nothing to do with now. Don't take much notice of it. Don't pay much attention to it. It's just cleaning through the system. All the unconscious fears is bubbling up. I told you. You coming closer to me, you everything will come up. It's coming up, it's great. But there's nothing of this that can touch you now. I feel the fear of hurting people I love, of hurting myself, and therefore the need to control this energy to get to know what to do with it. No, just release it at a safe way. Don't hurt yourself, don't hurt anybody. It's just to release the energy, get it out. Get the madness out. I often get back to the meaning of my sannyas. Am I really everything? The horror and the bliss? Beloved, thank you for your love and your light. I love you, Asmita. Yes, you are everything. The horror and the bliss, and that which is beyond horror and bliss. But to reach there, you have to know both the horror and the bliss, the heaven and the hell, and not be afraid of it. I will read you something that Osho said. I am one with all things, in beauty and in ugliness. For whatsoever is, there I am, not only in virtue, but in sin too, I am a partner. And not only heaven, but hell too is mine. Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu, it easy to be there, here, but Genghis Khan, Hitler, Timur, they are also within me. No, not half. I'm the whole of mankind. Whatsoever is in man's is mine. Flowers and thorns, darkness as well as light. And if nectar is mine, whose is the poison? Nectar and poison both are mine. Whoever experienced this, I call religious. For only the anguish of such experience can revolutionize life on earth. Have no fear. See both sides. Know that you are big enough to contain everything. The only difference is that consciousness, unconscious, you become a Hitler, conscious, you become a Jesus. You are still writing, Asmita, so much. My life has changed completely on different levels, and I have changed so much. It's really hard to find words to express. My days are weeks, and months are years, and years are lifetimes. Beloved Master, is it possible to feel everything? Opposite emotions are changing in seconds. What is coming up very strongly and for the first time is anger. Just understanding this is because it's been hidden. Don't be afraid of anger, just release it because it's been repressed. Some people it's tears, some people it's anger, some people it's fear. Feeling this anger is so new for me. Don't put in that as anger, just see it as energy. Don't judge it. And feel how it is to be really angry. Then you feel your own power. Not towards somebody and not towards yourself, just the energy in it. That's the whole thing with dynamic. You can release whatever you have in a conscious way. But you have to feel it and know you are at the right place because you have pinpointed it. It's something that is coming up and you are afraid of. Otherwise, people can go on doing dynamic for 20 years, not much is happening. You have to bring your totality in it and face it, even in spite of your fear. Beloved Master, I'm such a mess. This is the third letter I've tried to write to you. And I'm really frustrated by not being able to express what I feel. What do you want? Just be quiet. Can you please take a look and tell me, my poor mind, what is going on? I don't want to tell your mind. I can tell you, but I don't tell the mind because the mind is too much for the mind. And that is how it's supposed to be. It's too much to be around me for the mind. It has to give up. No, it's just coming to a climax. Let it explode. And then the quiet. After the volcano has erupted, then how is it then? Everything quiet now. My heart seems to know, and my mind starts to be really pissed off by that arrogant heart. Yes, let the mind be pissed off. I tell you, let the heart be arrogant. It has my permission. And let the mind get really pissed off. And then maybe it gets so pissed off that it will run away. That would be great, wouldn't it? How is that for a plan? Make the mind really pissed off. My mind must have been so pissed off also, it just disappeared. I never seen it again. What's the big problem? Much, much love and gratitude, your Asmita. What is this to be afraid of? If the mind is there, not if it runs away. Everything has to go. That's the fact. There was no
Then I got on my knees and begged for mercy, and I raised up my hand. And I knew the answer, even as I asked the question, just how much this love means. It's everything. Nothing less than everything will do. And when everything is right, I will take these ashes and offer them up to Shiva, Shiva, Mahadeva, Mahadeva. Shiva, Shiva, Mahadeva, Mahadeva. I was walking down a lonely road, looking for a place to rest. There was no escape from this ache inside my chest. Then I got on my knees and begged for mercy, and I raised up my I knew the answer, even as I asked the question, just how much this love demands. It's everything, nothing less than everything.
So much is coming up, you know, so good cooking. What's for dinner today? What's for dinner? Mind bubbles. And other untasty things. Let it bubble. Beloved Guruji, I feel that in some way I need to expose myself, to stand up for myself, and to allow whatever needs to be seen and learned to come up. I trust you, beloved, and I will not lose the opportunity to walk in your light. My life has been changing a lot since this journey started, inside and outside, and I'm immensely grateful for everything. Some stories has been there, but I'm so tired. I'm tired of the labels, the projected images, the goody-goody girl that always needs to be perfect, predictable, and tied to the will and expectations of others. Very good, Eshal, that this is coming up. Another goody-goody girl that needs to be little baddy-baddy girl. Huh? And it's so difficult for the goody-goody girls. But be, you should have that Michael Jackson here. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad. That's a great song.
I'm bad.
Which was pretty ridiculous to look at that little faggoty Michael Jackson. He had all leather on. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad. What? How bad can it be? Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you can do it much better, Eshal.
I'm bad.
You and Asmitan. What was the Anna Christine and so many, many bad people. But this is very tiring, you know, and it's very embarrassing when it comes up. This to be perfect, predictable, and tied to the will and expectations of others. And you all are playing that game. And it's amazing when you first start seeing it. You have to first recognize it and come to that point, enough is enough. I just want to be myself. Why do I play this? What do I care what other people say? I am telling you again and again, it's the first thing. Don't care what people think about you. Otherwise, you will always be the old. You have to stand up for yourself. Not the expectations of others. In each encounter with your beloved, it really becomes obvious that which really matters. And this past becomes so small. There is a deconstruction happening, and I feel it. I'm here, Babaji, open and surrender at your feet. Forgive me for not reflecting completely your love, which is overflowing so much in this life. Thank you very much for your love, for your compassion, and reminding me. Yours, Eshel. Yes. First become conscious of it, then drop it. Otherwise, these games go on forever and you are just harming yourself. So much energy goes into these things. Goody, goody girl. Perfect. Predictable. Life is unpredictable. So if you are full of life, you will be unpredictable. You will shock people. Dear beloved Master, I wish to share and ask for help. For a long time I have felt a strong energy inside of me, an energy that wants to come out. It seems like I'm controlling it because I'm afraid of what is going to happen if it comes out. No, I took all these letters now. The whole gang. You are all in a long line. I was thinking, I take all of you now. And then tomorrow it can be a new chapter. I just... Foof, 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 foof. If you have a strong energy inside that wants to come out, why don't you let it out? That's how simple it is. It's two options. Either you keep it in, or you let it out. And it seems like most of you have only had one option. Just keep it in. Then you come here to me, and then I said, why don't you just let it? Ah. It seems like I'm controlling it because I'm afraid of what is going to happen if it comes out. You've been always controlling it. And that's why you're afraid of it, because it's unknown. But you have to face all these new sides. You are multidimensional. You have to know all the sides of yourself. Only then it will become peace in your house. But you're so afraid what other people is going to say, what they're going to think about you. You will shock others and you will shock yourself because you don't know. Then you are afraid. Recently it has been very powerful and it feels as if I don't know what I'm capable of doing. I am afraid something wrong or negative might happen. Nothing wrong or negative happened. Just get together with Asmita tomorrow and show them in dynamic how much anger and frustration you can let go in 10 minutes with some help from Michelle and Christine and about 30 others. Show them now. Don't hold back. Let it out. That's the only way. And then see what happens. And I can promise you, you will feel so relieved. My experience with my own power and in my family is that it has been destructive and violent. I don't know how to deal with power in a constructive and intelligent way. Yes, if people are unconscious, then it becomes destructive. If you are conscious, then it can be pure delight. Because you are not here to harm anybody or harm yourself. Just get it out so that energy can flow. If people are totally unconscious and if they are locked in their ego, then of course it's fighting, it's hurting. It can be hitting the wife, hitting the children, beating, screaming, drinking, drugs. All this is totally normal. But that's not how it is, sir. That's not how you are. Don't be afraid of it. When you were a child, you were afraid. You didn't know. No, that's the past. You're intelligent. You are with me. Let it go. It's not good to carry this, sir. It can't. And you have to let it go. Otherwise, you won't go deeper. The reason I'm asking for help is that I'm always not managing to control it anymore. No, why should you control it? It feels as I will scream out, I can't take it anymore. Scream it out. That's what dynamic is for. You haven't heard me. But that's what I know, the situation, because it has to come to a climax where it becomes so uncomfortable, you have to deal with it. You have to look at it. Then it's easy. Let it pop. It feels scary. Yes, it's scary, but it's exciting also. Isn't it? Especially now when I'm telling you it. Scary is very good because then you get very alert. But in another way, there is also a longing to let it go. It feels as it's time now. Of course, it's overdue. And what else? Contain it more for another 30 years? And get cancer? No, get it out. Thank you for being there. I'm so grateful for your help. I can't make it alone. From a grateful and longing soul, Al Shani. So enough is enough. You have to understand and feel all these different sides of being a human and let it go. Then everything becomes in harmony by itself. If something has been repressed, it wants to be looked at. It's knocking at the door. It's just to make you more conscious, more human. When you become friends of that energy, it doesn't harm you anymore. It doesn't bug you. Everything will be peaceful. Now you know. You become your own master. Oh my God. It's not the running away from things that helps. It is transforming them, facing it, understanding it. Then you become wise. But people are afraid and they live their whole life in fear for all kinds of stupid things, that you're just getting more and more repressed, hidden, unconscious. So of course here, I've told you 100 times, everything will come up because I want you to be conscious, to be clear, to be happy. Then all these things has to go. So you have to work together now. Oh my God. Maybe we should do a little... I think we have to do a little exorcism. So we get out the last things of this stuff. Okay. Anybody who have some ghosts and some things to get rid of, stand up. Yes. Take a big breath. And focus on what you want to get rid of, whatever it is, any fear, any anger, at whatsoever, some old stuff. Or maybe the mind in general. Be ready to let it go. And close your eyes. And start shaking a little bit. Be ready for anything, not to let it go. Yeah, let it build up. Yeah, let it build up. Yeah, let it build up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Be ready to. Last chance before going into silence. Closed. Just feel the energy inside you and let the body and your breathing relax. You don't do anything with the breathing, you just let it go. And relax your belly, your face, your shoulder, everything. And really see that you don't need to carry anything from the past. And that you are ready to go deeper. To knowing and accepting yourself more. more real, more true, more silent. And if you have any fear, anger, any trips, jealousy, whatever is coming up in you that is hindering you, bugging you, release it in dynamic, be total. So you can sit, prepare yourself to go more in, to become more silent. Be responsible for your own energy, listen to them. Be true to yourself. Don't have any idea how you should be. Just unburden yourself if it's anything. And the deeper the silence will go. Beloved Svaha, my master, a great longing to become your sannyasin, staying here as a guest, feeling being part of the community, invited and welcome. Thank you so much for being with us and among us. A deep and loving namaste. Gata. Gata. You want sannyas? But this is your first satsang.
No, you have been so often the last months with us.
Yes?
Yes.
Great.
My night, my dream night. Yeah.
What the dreams?
I can remember you were there. We were together with all the others.
Like now we are here. When did you get this name, Gata? Here we go again, no? Welcome, Gata.